This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. Here we are back on yet another Thursday afternoon, and it's beautiful outside in Douglas County, so blessed with this nice weather. I am in studio today with Dr. Tim Powell from Evergreen Family Medicine, and we have a few topics we're going to cover today, but I am very glad for him to join me, and so just want to do a little bio for some of you. So Dr. Tim Powell graduated from Oregon State School of Pharmacy in 1973. He attended Oregon Health Sciences University for medical school training. He then completed 3 years at the UCLA Family Medicine Residency Program in San Bernardino, California. He began his medical practice in Roseburg in 1980. Dr. Powell has been chief of staff at both Douglas Community Hospital and Mercy Medical Center. He currently serves on the Mercy Hospital Board. And that being at both hospitals, you know you're dating yourself just a little bit with that one. but that's great. So Dr. Powell was one of the founders of Evergreen Family Medicine, where he works as the group's CEO. And Dr. Powell and his wife, Kathy, have 3 children and 7 grandchildren, which is just wonderful. Have you added another one at all since then? We're still at 7?
We still are at 7, but I have a great-grandchild. Those folks out there that know me know that 3 of my grandchildren are from Sudan, and my daughter adopted those, and they were a little older when they adopted 8, 10, and 12, and the eldest one of those, Martha, now has a little girl, Chelsea, and she is just cute beyond words, and we were really enjoying her. They live in San Jose, so unfortunately I don't enjoy her as directly in as much as I'd like to.
Oh, well, see, when we go a while without being on here and talking with each other, it's like, yay, grandbabies are the best. And great grandbabies I don't know about yet, but I can only imagine. So today, Dr. Powell, we were going to talk about a few different things. And one of those is last year, around this time, you guys had, at Evergreen, had reached out to your clients to talk about the differences in your feelings and thoughts on the Medicare Advantage plans in the area and the benefit to that in working with them, with you. And so I know this year you guys have even kind of gone a step further. And so we were going to talk a little bit about Medicare here today to start out. And so can you tell us about why Evergreen's involved in educating their patients?
Sure. Shannon, thank you for having me on your show. You're also, you know, when I talk to somebody and I can see them, it's a little different. When I'm talking to folks and I can't see them, I wonder, well, what are they doing? What are they thinking? And it's a little nervous being here, but you put me right at ease. So,
oh, bless you.
Thank you for that. Last year, we began becoming more proactive in our involvement with patients' choice of Medicare. Medicare open enrollment runs every year between October the 15th and December the 7th. And this is the time that seniors have an opportunity to make a choice or to change the plan that they are on. What I've found is that most seniors have the understanding that, you know, Medicare's Medicare. It costs what it costs. It covers what it covers. And for standard Medicare, that's pretty much true. But even with standard Medicare, one needs to consider, well, what's the best supplement plan and what's the best plan for drug coverage? And then there's the whole other realm of Medicare Advantage. A Medicare Advantage plan is one that covers everything that original Medicare covers but may offer more service. And it's usually less expensive. So this is the time, if folks are wanting to consider that they can change the plan that they currently have. There's not a single right answer for every patient. It's important that they be informed so they can make the best choice, and this is simply the time to do that. So that's the reason.
Well, I know that it's sometimes I'll have husband and wives come into the office, and they'll go, oh, well, I'm here now with my wife, so I want to sign her up on Plan X because that's what I have and I'm so happy with it. And it's such an individual creature, and it needs to be looked at individually because you don't take the same medications. You may not have the same health issues as your friend that you golf with who's telling you which plan to choose, or, you know. And so I really do recommend that people do those one-on-ones or those appointments where they're just asking the questions about them specifically, or, you know, separate your appointment out. Hey, let's check my medications, or let's check my medications and see that they're on the formulary for the plan for the next year, because those formularies change as well, and that can be an unexpected and displeasing event to go to the pharmacy the following year and find out your drug that you've taken for 3 years isn't on your plan anymore. So,
well, what we do is we you asked me why we do this, and I will say again, part of the reason is I have seen too often when the insurance coverage influences the choices patients make. Not what's the best medical decision necessarily, but what's even possible because of their insurance. I hate that. We encourage our patients to meet with an independent insurance broker. And by that, I'm talking about one that's not associated necessarily with just one company. It may be a great company, but the independent brokers can really look at all of the option. And so on our Evergreen's website, under the tab Medicare Choices, we have a listing of what I consider just excellent insurance agents to choose from. And Evergreen actually hosts these agents during this season and certain days in our Harvard facility, so patients can make an appointment to meet with them. A lot of folks don't realize that the services of these independent agents are absolutely free of charge to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so unknown to many of my patients. And the thing that I found as I've got to know these people is they're knowledgeable. And things do change every year, so they have to be knowledgeable. They have great hearts. They're really invested in helping the patient come to the best decision, and they're among the most patient people I know, because this is tough, and patients find themselves going over and over the same, and their heads swimming, and the person's just smiling there and helping them through that. And it's very gracious. This is an asset in our community. And if, again, people will go to our website, they'll see a listing of these agencies that I really encourage them to make an appointment with.
And I think on the website, too, there's the dates set up on there as well.
It is, and it's pretty much the same dates every year. I think it's October 15th to December 7th, or it may change.
It's the same, but I meant for the days you have the meetings.
Yes, of course.
Tuesday or something.
That is true. That is true. Those dates are on there.
I have to say, actually, your website is so user friendly, and you can find so much on there. It's like sometimes I'll click on something I didn't even mean to, and then I'll be like, oh, that was a really good article. I was clicking around and got somewhere. I don't know how I even got on it. And then Stacy, I believe, had posted something, and I'm like, that's very interesting. I'm so glad I clicked on
that. Oh, I love hearing you say that. We have worked so hard on the whole concept of social media. It doesn't come natural to me, but it is how folks learn and talk to one another now. And so we've really worked hard, because the bottom line, and as a family physician, you're trying to communicate with your people, both individually and as a population. That's one of our core values. And we have town halls on there. We have all these videos about education. Mainly, I want people to go on there and be able to meet my staff, and certainly our provider staff, but beyond that, because they are really passionate about what they do. We're really working hard. Last time we talked about getting into the schools and getting telehealth going, and of course COVID didn't help that, but we're back there again. And the people that are working that feel so strongly about it, and it comes through in a video. We'll say, try to explain what this is. So thanks for making that.
Yeah, I think that it's just nice when you go to a site and it's very user-friendly, and it's something's just like, oh, there's a tab, that makes sense, and click on it, and it takes you right to what you want. So I think if people do go to the website, you'll find that it's very user-friendly, and there is such an abundance of information. And if you click on a wrong tab, just take a look, because there's some really great stuff on there. I like seeing the videos of the doctors on there and what they have to say. And they talk about some topics and things that are, I don't want to say taboo or anything like that, but maybe something that without that encouragement or without them bringing it to some normalcy, you might have not breached with them. And so that's what I appreciate. And I think Stacy's so excellent at that. That's why I use her. She's all out there about what she feels about women's health and says it all. And I think that's great. I think it's needed.
And even if the issue discussed isn't something that besets the individual at that time, it gets them thinking. And sometimes when either that issue or one a little bit like it comes up, they say, you know, I could talk to that person. Right. I could talk to that person about that. And so it's helpful that way.
Well, that's, I just wanted to touch on your website because I do think you guys do a great job and wanted to tell you about that. So I think one of the questions I have is, we have a multitude of companies when you were talking about the supplements and the Medicare Advantage. Even in those two different categories, there's a multitude. And even though it's not October 1st, so I can't talk about plan specifics or anything like that, we do have somebody new coming to Douglas County. And I think that anytime there's a new carrier that comes to town, that's absolutely an important time to shop as well, because it's just important to see and reevaluate what's out there now. You know, we see all these commercials with Joe Namath, and I talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I got all kinds of comments from y'all about my comments on these Medicare commercials on TV. But this is Douglas County. This is a medical clinic that's in Douglas County. This is agents that are from Douglas County. And so you're getting the people that are knowledgeable on the physician side, the agent side, and everything at these meetings. So I think it's very...
Well, one of the things that Evergreen has really invested in is making sure that the choices patients have are good choices. And so one of the new insurance companies coming in, I hope I can say it, but it isn't a secret, is Pacific Source. And we have worked hard, Evergreen has worked hard, really inviting Pacific Source in, working with them, but also letting them know these are our expectations. These are our patients. This is what we expect out of this plan, because we're going to offer this to our patient. We want to be proud of it.
Right. And I think we're going to take a break here in a second, and let's talk more on the newbie coming to town here in a bit. So this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and we'll be back in just a couple moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. That was a quick break. We get into all these, the behind the scenes. I'm going to give you the behind the scenes, but Dr. Paul and I have all these little conversations that we chat about and guests when they come on, and then we're like, oh, okay, back to the show. So welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q, and we have Dr. Tim Powell from Evergreen Family Medicine with us today. And we were talking about, before we went to the break, about the new I want to call it the new kid in town. But anyway, there's the new player in town with Pacific Source joining in the Medicare Advantage plans. And as you were saying before we went to break, you know, you were really passionate with working with them and philosophies and thoughts behind that, and that it would be a benefit to your patients. Their philosophy, I actually really like as well, is it's going above and beyond the expectations, and that I think fits in with all of our philosophies.
Well, Pacific Source, of course, isn't really a newbie. As a matter of fact,
right,
with a lot of businesses, they have a great reputation.
Right, absolutely.
And those, a lot of those businesses wouldn't change for anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the businesses that are self-insured use them for stop loss,
right.
And a lot of small businesses use them, and so it was because of that reputation that they have that we actually sought them out and invited them to consider working with us on this. Let me say something, if I could, Shannon,
mm-hmm.
because what we're talking about now is the consideration of Medicare Advantage. And I do want to say that Evergreen Family Medicine absolutely will see regular Medicare too. I don't want to at all leave that misconception. And for a lot of people, regular Medicare may be the right choice. They're quite
mm-hmm.
comfortable with it. But for many, it's not. And oftentimes, it's just what people started on. It's what they know. And what I try to explain to them at this time, that no decision is also a decision. And a lot of these seniors could save money and have deeper benefits with a Medicare Advantage plan. And I want to give an example because it goes in a little bit to what I was talking about, certainly with Pacific Source, but the other ones that we have negotiated a
right.
contract with. When I speak of this, I'm not speaking down to Medicare, but it's just simply the fact that Medicare does not pay for an annual physical. Now, after you've met your deductible, they'll pay 80% of any allowable charges for office visits. And those office visits are problem-oriented. You want to check up on your hypertension, or you have a sore throat, or whatever it is. But they don't pay for physicals. Now, it gets confusing because regular Medicare does pay for an annual wellness exam. That sounds an awful lot like a physical to me. And it's a very valuable time. I appreciate Medicare paying for that because it's a time when we make sure the patient is up to date on all their preventative care that belongs to them. It may be cancer screening, colon cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, breast mm-hmm. cancer, maybe screening for hepatitis C or abdominal aortic aneurysms. We look at all their immunizations. There's a checklist that we go through end-of-life decision-making. But what is not included, in fact, what is actually prohibited, is an actual exam or any actual treatment of any problem, not during the whole year, but just during that annual wellness visit, because that you have to do at a different visit. Medicare Advantage works just exactly the opposite. The Medicare Advantage that Evergreen worked with, and the only Medicare Advantage plans that we will work with, not only allows for a comprehensive physical every year, they require it. It's in the contract. We have to do it. We enjoy doing it, but we have to do it. And it's difficult for me to express to somebody who isn't in medicine how valuable that time is to us, to the physician providing the care. Every diagnosis, every medication, every lab, every imaging study they've had, every specialty consultation is looked at, considered, and reconsidered. And we look at where the problem is now, but also where it's likely to go. We look at how every medication or problem list relate to one another and may interact with one another. As my patients see the specialist, a lot of times the specialist, cardiologist, orthopedist, are into their area, and it's very, very important. I appreciate them taking care of the hip or their mm-hmm. heart issues, but they're not necessarily seeing the whole picture. And as a family medicine or an internist physician, that is absolutely our job, and to make sure that there's a coherent plan that takes everybody's needs in. And then during this comprehensive visit, we talk it through problem by problem with the patient, and we make clear the plan that we have and what to expect this year, what we expect might happen. And this visit serves as a cornerstone of the care for the whole year. It's just immensely valuable to us. And frankly, most of our patients walk out saying, I've never had an exam like that. And they probably haven't. Because when we see Medicare patients, we may see them 2, 3, 4 times a year for specific issues. This wide 360-degree view perspective is just missing. It isn't done. When we see the person this way once a year, we may only see them once more during the year or not at all, because we've really covered everything, and a lot of the rest we can cover at a distance. So when we begin to look at Pacific Source or any of these other people, that was the first thing we made clear. This is going to be a part of it. This is absolutely going to be a part of it. And so we're able to get that in our contract.
Well, I think it's just like taking that extra time, that one time of year is also, it just gives you that year's game plan. Have you had this? Do you need this? Do you need your colonoscopies, your mammograms, your what, you know, and making sure that those are followed through with and done, because every company wants to make sure that their clients are getting the best care and, you know, and that they're also following the care that's been. And so a year later, if somebody's not doing something or they didn't follow that game plan for the year, let's talk about that again, you know, because we really want to make sure that the seniors, and a lot of them who may not have somebody else at home or have a support group, that's talked about too. And so I just really appreciate that you guys do take that time and that you've made it important enough that that's one of your non-negotiables with people.
Well, we work hard to vet those plans so that, again, my feeling is good care begins with helping our patient make good choices, and we only want good choices to be available.
Right.
And so these particular MA plans we found to be portable, which means they travel well, and responsive and cost-effective. And that whole cost-effective thing, if I could just talk to that, mm-hmm. Every insurance company wants to reduce expenses, and there's two ways to do that. One is to deny charges, and the other is to really invest in wellness and invest in prevention. And so these plans that we have chosen have proven to be invested in preventative care, in education, in patient support services. They work very hard to keep patients out of the hospital, and this is what aligns with Evergreen's values.
And I just think that's very admirable on both parts. And I think that some people feel like, you know, at least when I have people come through the door and talk to me, they're hesitant. Some of these plans are zero premium, and that's actually sometimes can be a deterrent, because they just can't believe in their mind, you don't get something for nothing. That's that sentiment, you know. And so there are some great options out there, and currently and for next year. And so I just really encourage everybody to you know, get out and shop, do it for yourself and not on the golf course with your golfing partner. Take everybody on their own, you know, your own medications, your own health issues, and have those private conversations where you can be open and honest and say, this is something I'm worried about. This doesn't fit me at all, you know.
So I think some of the reservations people have, and these are all reasonable reservations. Mm-hmm. I'm not speaking to dismiss them. I think some of the reservations people have is this seems like managed care. And what I tell people, managed care is only bad when it's not managed. And when you have both the insurance company and the primary care group really working hand in hand, working hard at prevention and wellness and taking care of people and trying to avoid illness, but then taking care of them when those other issues do occur, then actually managed care is a very good thing.
Yes. And you guys do a fabulous job. And you know, we have great companies out there that, you know, you guys work with and that many of the doctors work with. And so I just think there's just some great options out there. And I encourage everybody to either get with your agent if you already have one, or come to these meetings that Evergreen is having. Call us at Premier Insurance. We'd be happy to see you and help you privately. So you encourage. There's new things out there. And even the companies that have been around for a while, they make changes. So, you know, Shop around.
Well, since I mentioned Pacific Source, I really should mention Atrio, Regents, Moda, and HealthNet are other companies that we do. And there's a lot that we don't. And it's simply a lot of it's based on the reputation of that insurance.
Absolutely. And I actually have done that myself this year and just said, Why would I want to do that? I'd want my people to be with the best. So that's the choice that I've made is to, in my opinion, carry the best. So, and the ones that work in our community for me. So I just wanted to touch base too that it's not just your office over on Evergreen too. We have Harvard and you have Myrtle Creek and I don't know if you want to talk about your other one.
I always want to talk about my other one. We do have a clinic in Myrtle Creek and two in Roseburg, and we are breaking ground and starting on a beautiful clinic in Sutherland that I'm so excited about. I love the Sutherland area. I love that community, the whole North County. And it's a part of our determination to take care to the patients instead of having them, you'd say, well, gosh, it's not that far to drive from Sutherland to Roseburg. For some elderly people, and I'm getting there myself, it kind of is. And so I'm really excited about bringing an urgent care walk in as well as family medicine to Sutherland area, and it's going to be a gorgeous facility.
Yes, I did see a picture of the rendering when I was over there last time, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's just stunning, and it fits in the environment. It honors the area that you're putting it in,
does.
I feel.
Our architect was a little, and he did a great job at Harvard, but we had a footprint. We were remodeling the old state building, so it was what it was. This was just ground, and he could start, and the whole rendering took into account the timber, all of the rolling hills around it, the vegetation and birds and everything, and it was, I just love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back again in just a couple minutes. This is Shannon Sebastian, your cure here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian here representing Premier Insurance with Your Q, and I have Dr. Tim Powell in the studio today from Evergreen Family Medicine. And so we had been talking Medicare the first half of the show and why people should go shop and to come to your, check out your website and come to the educational events that you guys are offering for your patients. And so, you know, we hope people do that and take up that opportunity and stuff. So, and we're excited because we will also be doing some tips and things in the news review here to help people out through that time of year. So watch for that. But we're going to switch boats here, if that's okay. And so I know I had shared with you that a couple weeks ago I had talked on the show about my personal experience and that I had COVID, and I kind of maybe overshared about my experience, but I really wanted to be, just put it all out there, the ugly, the good, the bad, the tears, the sad, the mad, the all of it. And so I shared what I'm going to call my ugly truth now about my scenario. And I have to honestly say that the response from people with me sharing that truth has been honestly so kind and positive, and I think just for some people that were still going through it, to hear it from somebody else that's walked a mile in their shoes, those same feelings or those same things that maybe you don't feel comfortable talking to your family about, you talk about the symptoms that you're experiencing, such as the cough or the breathing or this or the that, but the emotion part maybe isn't discussed enough either. So I really have to say that I value what you put down on your blogs and the things that you share, because I get so much insight from that, and that I look at you as a trusted person in this arena for me. And on the show, I had talked about, you know, I was going to reach out to my trusted people, and I didn't name them, but you're one of those for me. So I just want you to know that I really value your opinion on things. And so thank you for being here and talking about the Medicare, and then
Shannon,
we wanted to touch on that.
You're so kind. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, well, bless you. So a couple questions here. So, you know, I think I heard today, Ellen's always looking at this stuff, that like maybe we had over 10,000 cases in Douglas County, and that a lot of it was last month and the month of August, which I'm lumped in those numbers, unfortunately. So with the COVID surge, which has been so harsh for Douglas County over the last month, how has that affected you and your staff at Evergreen Family Medicine? Like, what are you seeing happening over there?
Shannon, it's hard to put it into words, honestly. There's so much emotion behind every word I say that I will disguise, because that's what you do. Evergreen employees have experienced COVID at the deepest level possible, deeper than most in our community. And the reason is we live on both sides. In August alone, just the month of August, Evergreen Family Medicine had 20,000 patient visits. That 20,000 patient visits. That's 20% of our county.
Yeah, I was going to say that feels like the population.
And nearly 1,200 of those were COVID patients. Now, I want you to think the hospital census, and a lot of those people stayed in a long time because it's not something you get over quickly,
right,
varied usually between 110 to 120, 50 to 60% COVID.
Yeah, those are big numbers.
Very important that we're able to treat patients and keep them out of the hospital. We provided outpatient care. We provided inpatient care. We gave a ton of what we call Regeneron infusions, the monoclonal antibodies. We have managed patients on an outpatient setting ordinarily would have been and probably should have been hospitalized because the hospital was full. And so we're checking on those patients every day. We're giving them everything they need, oxygen and all the other modalities of care that can help. But it's important not to forget that people that work at Evergreen are human beings too, before they're employees. And most of them have experienced COVID illness in some way through the patients, many firsthand. Many have lost family members. One of our employees has passed away of COVID. And through it all, these employees just keep showing up because working from home in our business is not an option. It's an incredible courage that I see with these people, because I love to hear from your experience that people were kind in their response to whatever remarks, but it's so inflammatory. Things you might have said, you wonder, where on earth did somebody become offended by that? But they are, and it's uncovered a little bit the worst part of the human condition. Civil discourse, politeness, people showing respect for other opinions is so often lost. And so I've been so proud of the resiliency, the compassion that our employees have shown.
Well, and I think that, you know, on the news, you know, the hospitals, we talk about that because they're dealing with, you know, ultimately people at the end of their life, you know, and so, you know, all the compassion and stuff like that. And I feel bad because in you saying that, I'm thinking, well, where are our rallies for Evergreen or for the other doctors out there? So if I could be rallying, I'm rallying right now because I just truthfully feel like I don't want anybody in that situation to feel let down or not, that we're not proud of everything that everybody is doing in this community. And so, gosh, I just want to go over there and have a hug fest at Evergreen. Now, that's who I am.
You're such a kind person.
You're always like, I'm going to disguise my emotions, and I'm the polar opposite. I'm like out there and bawling and crying and hugging people. That's how I can't help it.
We really work hard within our culture, within Evergreen, to support one another. because we recognize the depth of frustration. The receptionist who sometimes receives unkind words and then has to go home and take care of her kids. But again, I'm so proud of our people for just showing up and doing their job.
Well, and as you should be, because this can't be easy. And you said there, if everybody's affected, I mean, we can't have these numbers. And I'd be surprised not know somebody or be 3 degrees of separation, as they say, you know, away from being somebody you know have been touched by this. And so, it is very sensitive. And then you add in the disrespect and the things, and I touched on that 2 weeks ago as well on the show, is that, man, if we're going to heal ourselves, on the show I talked about how I know that the power of prayer helped me immensely, and I had people praying for me all over the place, and I've been a prayer warrior for so many people that I know, and I just feel like, for me, that's what I know to be my truth, and I'm going to own that and own my faith that's what got me through it. And there's power in knowing that there's all these people praying for you each night, and that gets me emotional, and I'm not good at disguising mine. So, but also the importance of what you had said about calling these people daily that needed it, that you're taking care of from home. My doctor did that for me, and it just felt like all I had to do was get through one more day. I could take it one day at a time, because I knew I was going to touch base again one more time. And so I just want to tell you, as somebody that went through that and had the doctor reaching out, it was everything. So thank you for that. And thank you for the level of care that you're giving, because you may not even know how you're helping somebody through this, because the emotional part is so real. It's so real. There's so many feelings with it. So God bless you for what you guys are doing over there. And
I hope the people at Evergreen are listening, because that's where it goes. Thank you.
Well, I'll go over there and tell them all individually. I don't mind. I'll do that, because it really is important. And I know quite a few people that are nurses at Mercy. And, you know, we're always saying thank you and what they're doing in the National Guard and everything. And it's like, but you guys are big clinics. You see a lot of people.
We are, and we understand our role. Our role in this case, certainly we work in the hospital, and we took care of maybe half, maybe less than half, a bit about that of the inpatients that were there. But our job really was to try to keep people out of the hospital as much as we could. It's just an emotional time on so many levels right now. One of the thing that is troubling a number of healthcare providers is a mandated vaccine, and that's they're catching a lot of comments and pressures there. I will, you know, and I've talked about this on the blogs, and it's been somewhat controversial. And I'll come back to that maybe after the next break, but it's just a very vulnerable time right now.
It truly is, and I feel like it's like we have to revert back to those basic instincts as human beings. It's like, if somebody's hurting, and basically every single person is hurting, whether they have the COVID or not, they're working extra hours, they're dealing with emotional things at work. It's like, can we find empathy? Can we find kindness? Can we find grace? Can we show it? Because we need to right now, and we need to everybody, whether you're on one side of the aisle or the other, find grace. Or find God and find grace. I don't know what to say, because we just need to treat each other so much better, and that's what we need to do. That's just my opinion, though. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the last little bit of your cue here in just a few moments. This is Shannon Sebastian.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian, and we have Dr. Tim Powell from Evergreen Family Medicine here in the office. And so, Dr. Powell, I have a couple, I know we're getting short here on time, so I have a couple things I want to ask you here. So, with people reaching out, and had lots of questions about things, but what are your thoughts about people receiving the COVID vaccine? Because that's kind of...
Well, Shannon, I do endorse the COVID vaccine for most adults. The COVID vaccine has unquestionably saved lives. The vaccines are proven to be highly effective against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, and they're largely safe. So I do encourage the vaccine. Now, on my blog, I have expressed reservations about mandating the vaccine to children and young healthy adults. And I explain why, because it's a complex issue. It's not as just black and white simple as people would want to make it. I've pointed out that we're seeing increasing breakthrough infections, especially with the Delta variant, of people that have received the vaccine having breakthrough infections. Perhaps the area I was most harshly criticized was speaking to the value of early therapeutic intervention for COVID. Some people thought that that type of conversation reduced the focus on getting the vaccine. If people just get the vaccine, they wouldn't have to worry about early therapeutic intervention. But the reality is there are people that haven't got the vaccine, and there is people that got the vaccine and still get COVID. The bottom line is the prevention of disease through vaccination and effective outpatient treatment of disease aren't competing concepts. One doesn't exclude the other. I've also stated that individuals who demonstrate existence of naturally acquired immunity should not be mandated to receive the vaccines, because there's good evidence that natural immunity is effective and it's durable, probably up to a year. Now, people sometimes ask, well, I've had COVID and I had it just recently. Should I get the vaccine? And that depends a little bit who you ask and when you ask it. The CDC previously said, oh, you should wait 90 days. Now they say, no, there's no need to wait. You can get that right away. What I just said to you is I think if you just had COVID, there is a reasonable decision that you don't need the vaccine for 1 year, that the immunity is shown to be durable in that area. Finally, what is probably most offensive to some is I've advocated very strongly for informed consent, which I kind of just did with you about getting a vaccine, and personal choice. And that's in regard not just to the vaccine, but in the treatment of COVID.
And thank you for that. I had a lot of questions about that, so he answered that for me as well. And so because you have this wonderful website we spoke about and you have your blogs on there, you know, recently there was a little bit of controversy over some of those blogs. So as a doctor, why have you chosen to speak out to the community rather than play it safe and not... And not say anything?
Well, I sure haven't enjoyed my fame. I will say that there is a mood. There's a mood of pressure that all of us in healthcare should speak with one message, that we ought to be of one voice, and it's disloyal to be other. But our roles in the community are different. I am just a family physician speaking to my community and giving them a voice. People want a voice in this. People want a voice. They want their concerns to be heard and to be respected. They want to be treated like adults. And I think sometimes that a measured voice of dissent that considers their concern helps to dispel more extreme expression, because people are angry. See, this is my difficulty when we're asked to speak with one voice, no division, a message that's placed on maybe the bottom shelf at an elementary level. Wear a mask, social distance, and get the vaccine. I believe we're mainly talking to those who have already agreed with us. It ignores the complexity and the questions that reality brings. There's a lot of nuance in the COVID discussion, and the closer you get to personal application, the more nuance you see. So while the questions people ask may make us uncomfortable, avoiding them just adds to the suspicion, and people with serious questions feel patronized by simple answers or answers that are 3 to 6 months out of date. And so for those that I have made uncomfortable, what I would ask is that they read my blogs on my website for themselves, to not accept somebody else's description of that. Because what's remarkable to me is that these ideas would be considered dangerous.
And if people want to read those, just go to Evergreen. It's evergreenfamilymedicine.com, and there's a tab up there that says blogs. You can read them. You can watch the videos that I talked about earlier. It's very educational. And again, I appreciate that.
If I could add one other thing, it's called PALS COVID Blogs, because when I speak, I'm not speaking for Evergreen Family Medicine. My name's Pal, and it's PALS COVID Blogs. So if you don't like it, blame me, not my organization.
Yes. I truthfully feel like sometimes when we read something or we see it on social media, you don't get the gist of it like a text. You can never tell somebody's tone or their whatever with it, or if it's just some inaccuracies or whatever. And if anybody was to sit in a room with you and not just think you are a wonderful man of high standards and caliber and character, I don't know how somebody could do that. I truthfully dare them, because you are all those things, and it just takes a snippet of being with you to know that. And so thank you for being on here today, Dr. Powell. Bless you for that. And that's the end of our show here today. So.
Thank you, Shannon. I've enjoyed your time.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back next Thursday. This is your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and we're on KQEN News Radio 1240. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.